Let's say good morning to Jocelyn Fish. She is the from the Scene Theater Guild, the Director of Marketing and Development, and we thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great. I'm glad you're here because you got a lot to talk about, including a brand new show, and this is not the first Packers-themed show you've done. Dad's season tickets, it opens up this Friday, and yes, we do have a pair to give away in later on in the hour, but Dad's season tickets, it's a Packer-based show.
Yeah.
And it's very true. Why don't you talk about the plot?
So it is a musical comedy about Frank Kaczynski, who has season tickets to the Green Bay Packers. And as we know here in Wisconsin, that is a very coveted and very limited supply because there are generations of people that have those tickets. So he is trying to decide which one of his daughters is going to inherit his season tickets. He's writing his will. And a lot of fighting ensues, a lot of comedy ensues, a lot of jokes that if you know the Packers or if you know football, you'll get. But there's also so much about family dynamics and so much about the relationships between sisters and dads and brothers-in-laws and all this to enjoy in this show. So there's lots of and the set and the costumes are, of course, Packers are plastered all over. To show that true fandom that we all have.
It could have been a Dateline episode, you know, where they just kill each other for Packers.
Oh, gosh. No. Not quite there. There is quite a bit of, I have all sisters, and the way that these sisters fight in the script is very familiar. There are different ways that you get under each other's skin, and then you start to get very pointed. You start to say what you really mean, kind of idea. And they really do. They fight. They forgive. They learn that family is what's important in the scheme of things, rather than the tickets themselves.
My old boss in Milwaukee is no longer with us, but he had season tickets, and they were passed down from generation to generation. Yep. Now, what do you want? The family fortune? I want the pack of tickets because sometimes you can't get them. Sometimes.
No. The waiting list is incredibly long. People put their children on it when they're born and they might not get them at all.
Like, he's 3 days old. Put him on the list.
Yeah. No, that is what happens.
Oh, wow. Okay. And this is not the first Packers themed show you had. Now, what was the one on ice that I said?
Guys on Ice. Yeah. Premiered up in Door County, as well as this show premiered up in Door County. Door County kind of is this hub for kind of Wisconsin themed musicals. This is written by Matt Zembrowski. It's the first time we're doing one of his shows. I know he's also working on a show with the Milwaukee rep right now called the MKE MVP, which is about the run up to the Bucks 2021 championship. But we've also done in our history a show called Packer Fans from Outer Space. And then, of course, we did Lombardi a few years ago, too.
I have a picture on my cell phone at the end. The cast came out and let us take pictures. They all came across. And I took a picture. I have it on my phone from the cast from Lombardi.
Yes.
What a great show that was.
Yeah. And were you there when the days we had Dave Robinson there doing a talk back? The former
Packers? Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's probably why.
Yeah, I don't know if it was him. There was some kind of Q&A after the show.
Yeah. And so with this show, Friday night, opening night, we are going to have a little opening night tailgatey things. There'll be some brat bites and cheese for people that attend opening night. There will be a silent auction throughout the whole run of authenticated Packer gear if people need some of that. And then on the closing performance on Sunday, July 26th, Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson will be joining us starting at noon, so people can come in, and you don't necessarily have to have tickets to that show to come and meet and greet with them if you'd like. The show that day will be at 2 p.m., but starting at noon, Gilbert and Santana will be there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Who arranged that?
We work, the guy who's putting together a silent auction got us connected.
Well, terrific. Dad's season tickets opens up this Friday. And how do you get tickets? People are now clamoring.
Of course. RacineTheater.org is always one of great ways to go. 262-633-4218 is our phone number. Or, of course, you can stop in the box office Monday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m. and then 90 minutes before each performance.
The only website.
The only website
you can go to, RacineTheater.org. Yes. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. If you see any other website selling tickets, don't walk, run to RacineTheater.org. The play that goes wrong. I've seen shows like this before, hilarious, like Noises Off and all those. What's this one about? Same thing?
So coming up in September would be, yes, The Play That Goes Wrong, which is kind of a behind-the-scenes look at a very over-the-top farce of a show completely going to pieces. We are going to start rehearsals for that actually on Monday, right after Dad Season Tickets opens. And the set falls apart. People get knocked unconscious. The dead body moves across the stage. You know, all those funny little things that just make an audience, it really breaks the fourth wall for the audience and brings a good level of humor. And it's a super popular show on Broadway right now. And so we're very excited.
Are we on Broadway now?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And we're very excited to
bring How did you get a show that's currently on Broadway?
You can do that sometimes depending on how long the rights have been available and such. So, yeah.
Yeah, usually, like you can't get Hamilton. You can't get shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's great. The Play That Goes Wrong, September 11th through the 27th. Then comes Angel Street, and people say, I never heard of that. You've heard of the movie, though.
Yes.
And we just found out Angel Street premiered as a play in 1941. Mm-hmm. 3 years later, the movie came out, and the movie was?
Gaslight.
Yeah, with Ingrid Bergman, Charles Boyer, and Joseph Cotten, and a teenager, Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
You said she was 18 years old.
Yeah.
I have something interesting here. This is an analysis tracked Google search data that ranked the most searched word definitions in the U.S. so far in 2026. The top one is gaslighting. The second one is love. And gaslighting, here's the definition. Somehow, if you've made it into the 2020s and you don't know this yet, this is what it means. A psychological manipulation over an extended period of time that causes the victim to question the validity of their own perception of reality, which is exactly what Ingrid Bergman went through in Gaslight, and that's where the term gaslighting comes from, from the movie Gaslight.
Yes, so it's about a young woman, Bella, whose husband is manipulating her quite throughout the whole show. He's going off and doing his own thing, and every time he leaves, the gas lights flicker, and they dim, and she hears noises.
We won't tell you
this.
Why, though. Yeah.
But he doesn't really leave the house, and so she asks him about it, and he's like, what are you talking about? Everything's fine. Nothing happens. And so it's based around the gas lights dimming is where that term comes from. So it's really fascinating.
And,
things
start missing. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, you put it here.
Right.
And she's starting to question
her own. So it will be a really good psychological kind of thriller-ish. So that's coming up in October. Auditions for that will actually be in early September if people are interested in being in the production.
Angel Street was the original play, and that's why you're calling it Angel Street.
Mm-hmm.
In parentheses,
well,
Gaslighting.
Yeah, so the title is weird like that. Yeah, it's got that.
Because it was a play first, and then we know it as Gaslight. Jocelyn Fish is here. Did they ever call you Joycelyn?
I get that called Joycelyn quite often.
I get Dan all the time. I don't know why. Dan is sitting in there. There's another Dan sitting across the window. See, people call you Don? Nope.
Yeah.
Well, they call me Dan all the time. Yeah, why do they call Dan Don? I don't know.
Yeah, well, and mine is spelled Joycelyn. My mother says that she was, quote unquote, delirious with labor when she spelled it.
She couldn't wait 5 minutes?
And let it makes me unique. There you go.
Well, I'm named after the duck, if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
All right. Jocelyn Fish is here, Director of Marketing and Development, Racine Theater Guild. We're going over the schedule. We talked about the first three shows. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is back.
Is back.
For a second run. And this is the famous musical with Dick Van Dyke, written by Ian Fleming, who wrote all the James Bond movies.
Yes.
How did this one get made?
Right? And it's just such a fun show. You know, you got the flying car. You've got the Baron and Baroness, who are evil. You have their henchmen. And, of course, you have Mr. Potts and Truly Scrumptious.
Caractacus.
And his kids and the car, the iconic car. So we had a great time doing it last year. We're bringing it back this December. And those auditions will also be coming up in September.
Can't use the same people?
We have open auditions every time for a show. So everyone who was in the show last year can audition as
well. Oh, okay. That's December 11th through the 20th. It was a great show. I'd love to see it again. God of Carnage coming in January.
Yes.
When it's, you know how you're complaining now it's 90 degrees outside? When this show is running, you won't be complaining about 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, you'll want to come to the Theater Guild. And, you know, the great thing is we're building with heat and cold air. So you'll be warm in the winter and cold in the summer.
What's this one about?
God of Carnage is a very biting comedy about two parents who kind of are, they know best of how to raise a child. And they're having an argument about whose son's at fault in a fight between their two sons. And, well, you should parent this way, and you should do this with your child, and you should do that with your child. And it divulges into kind of feral chaos, I guess, is the best way to describe it. Is they everything slowly unravels as like the neighborly decorum of it all gets thrown out the window.
Okay, the cottage. I always love a comedy. You guys are so good at those. You're good at everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Comedies are really good there. The Cottage, what's that about? That's in February 26th mm-hmm. through March 14th.
That is a romantic comedy farce. A couple is having their annual romantic rendezvous, and the woman tells the guy that she's with, I told my husband about us. And it comes to be that her husband has a lover and her lover has a lover and, you know, all this, everyone's with someone else and it's mistaken identities and it's door slamming and it's who's with who and all this fun in and out of different doors and comedy and farce all on top of each other.
Wow. For a minute there, I thought it was another Dateline episode.
Like, right.
Hannah's Suitcase comes in. Now we're talking April 9th through 18th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hannah's Suitcase is based off the true story of a group of students that were at a Holocaust museum learning about the events around it and found this suitcase with the name Hannah Brady and the German word for orphan written on the side of it. And they wanted to know what happened to Hannah. And so it weaves the story of Hannah's life and these students learning about her. And that will be one of our outreach shows as well that schools will get to come see. Next year. So I think it's a really good bridge to build to help educate students about what the realities of the Holocaust were.
That's Hannah's Suitcase, April 9th through the 18th. Mm-hmm. And the big finale is May 21st through June 6th.
Yes.
And this was a big Broadway show, mm-hmm. Come From Away, based on a true event.
Also based on a true event, yes. So Come From Away is based off of September 11th when all of the air traffic to New York City was shut down, and most of the United States, actually. And so all these planes had to be rerouted places, and this is the story of Gander, Newfoundland, where this town of like 9,000 people all of a sudden had 7,000 passengers from all over the world that they welcomed with open arms and kindness in a really uncertain time. For so many of them. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful story about humanity and how we can be kind and good.
Our afternoon guy, Kurt Bowman, he saw it on Broadway.
Yeah.
And he said he loved it.
Yeah. Wonderful story.
Come from away.
Cool music, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a musical. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. All right. So those are the 8 shows of the 2026-2027 season at the Racine Theater Guild. You can get tickets for all the shows. You can get tickets for some of the shows because you have flex passes
yep,
and stuff.
Yep. So season tickets, flex passes, which helps the season tickets. You commit to like every Saturday I'm coming at 2 p.m. for all the shows. Flex passes is I come to this show on a Friday, that show on a Saturday. I bring 4 people to this one, 2 people to that one. And then individual tickets are available as well.
And you can get them online at only one online address.
Yes.
RacineTheater.org. Anything else? No.
Right.
RacineTheater.org. You can go in person. You can talk to them over the phone. I go in person sometimes mm-hmm. because yeah. I want to see their smiling faces. And what are you doing? You need anything? No. I just wanted to see your face. So I bought my season. We had season tickets for about 20 years. And they're broken up into bonus shows. Mm-hmm. They say, everything. Whatever's on stage, I want to take it to. Don't even ask. Check it. Da, everything's there.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to think about it.
Right.
Then I get my tickets. Like I got a couple of weeks ago. And I go into my phone and I put all the dates in mm-hmm. there so I don't forget which ones. We're always the last weekend.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah. I think you should know your lines by then. Yeah, it's always a great show.
Yeah.
All right. That's for people just tuning in. The new show coming up this Friday, July 17th through the 26th, Dad's Season Tickets. It's a comedy. And we're going to have tickets to give away. We got a pair of tickets coming up this next half hour we'll give away. So again, for people just tuning in, what's it about?
It is about Frank Kaczynski. He has season tickets and he's trying to decide to the Packers, trying to decide which one of his daughters is going to get them. And it takes place actually during the 96-97 lead up to the Super Bowl. So it's a very prominent time of Packers history as well. So it's a fun tie-in, of course, of the fandom of Packers and Wisconsin, but it's also a lot of comedy, a lot of great music, and a lot about family.
Oh, it's a musical.
Mm-hmm. It's a musical comedy. Yep.
Well, there you go. Now I just found out. I didn't know there was music to it. It's an excellent theater. If you've never been to the Racine Theater Guild, it's a theater like a horseshoe shape
yep.
stage. Not theater in the round, horseshoe shape.
Crush stage.
Yeah. What do you call it?
a thrust stage.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who I am amazed, whoever does the design work for the stage.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. Lots of building.
And you've got to make it so it's multifunctional mm-hmm. because there's no curtain that comes
right.
down.
Right.
You can change everything.
It's all in
everything.
Front of the audience. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just really a good show. The actors are great. And it's just a great performance. And the building itself is wonderful. And I went to a show at Fort Atkinson.
Oh, sure.
2 weeks
Fireside.
Ago.
Yeah,
Fireside. We saw a $1 Million Quartet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they have it a little different. That's a theater in the round.
That's a full round. And they have raising platforms and
right.
stuff like that.
The
which
center
is nice.
Of the stage goes
yeah.
down. So there's a basement. They could mm-hmm. switch things and mm-hmm. bring it back up again, which is kind of clever.
Yeah.
But the actors have to run up and down the aisles.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
do that, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Actors have to go up and down the aisles. And it was a great show, the $1 Million Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice. We are so lucky in this state to have so many great theaters.
Lots of great theater.
You got
of
Milwaukee
great arts.
Mm-hmm. as the Skylight Opera Theater,
mm-hmm.
which is not the opera. It's like Broadway shows
right.
and so forth.
Right.
And here in Racine, we're so lucky to have the Racine Theater Guild and people like you and Doug and all the people that run it
yeah.
and very devoted to it. And it's been around for, this is the what season?
89th.
89th
mm-hmm.
season. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, the station celebrates 100 years this December 6th.
Yeah.
And we'll have a whole big thing at the Racine Heritage Museum.
Oh, cool.
100 years.
Yeah.
And we were talking with the previous guest about Memorial Hall.
Oh, sure.
And I said, think about this. December 6th, 100 years ago, the first WRJM broadcast was at Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
December 6th, 1926.
Cool.
I mean, you're sitting in history.
Yeah.
There are only a couple of radio
yeah.
stations in America that are 100 years old.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the same thing. Our building at the
yeah.
Theater Guild is 50 years old this year.
Yeah, because you were somewhere else before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We had a church on the corner of High and Erie Street. And so it's people talk about that being built and being part of that process. And now we're still there in that spot 50 years later.
Okay. So let's run through this real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's season tickets, July 17th
opens
through the 26th.
Friday, yep.
Opens Friday. Then comes in September 11th, The Play That Goes Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Angel Street, October 30th, which is also Gaslight.
Yep.
We looked it up. The play came out in 1941, the movie 1944.
The movie, yep.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang comes back to the Guild for the big Christmas show December 11th. God of Carnage, a comedy, January 15th.
Mm-hmm.
The Cottage, another comedy, February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
A drama called Hannah's Suitcase comes out on April 9th. And the Broadway musical, Come From Away.
Yes. Closes out the season.
Yeah.
All the way next May. It feels like forever from here, but it will be here before we know.
When do you start picking out the shows for the next season?
We'll probably have our first play reading meeting in August sometime for our 90th season.
Do you try to figure out which ones can we get our hands on?
Sometimes you look at like if there's new rights available for things. Yeah, for sure.
Because shows like Hamilton, it'll take years.
Those rights are ever available for the general public, well, not general public, maybe regional theater
at some point
we'll be able to. They are, I do know they are working on producing a Hamilton High School version. So,
are they really?
Who's to say? Yeah.
Yeah. My brother saw it on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Said best thing he ever saw. I saw the Disney version.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't impressed on the.
It's very hard to translate. There is a reason we attend live theater. Live theater is about the experience of sharing a moment with a fellow audience and the actors on stage. It's very, very hard to capture that same energy on film. Very hard.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
When The Play That Goes Wrong comes out, you'll come in.
I'll be here.
All right. Jocelyn Fish, who is the Director of Marketing Development for the Racine Theater Guild, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And I love talking to him because I grew up going to live theater and Broadway and everything, and I just love it.